data, migration issues flipped swing voters to Donald Trump. By Neil Monroe on November 29, 2024. The damage done by President Joe Biden's migration policy pushed a large share of undecided swing voters to support Donald Trump during the last week of the 2024 campaign. According to a report by Blueprint 2024, a pro-Democrat polling firm. The polling data helps to explain why Democrats are moving closer to blaming Biden and his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, for their political disaster. "We destroyed ourselves on the immigration issue in ways that were entirely predictable and entirely manageable," a Democratic senator told The Hill for a November 29 report. So far, immigration lobbyists are blaming Democrats. "The public completely rejected President Biden's immigration agenda because he never defined exactly what it was," said Andrea Flores, the chief lobbyist at Forward.us, the most important pro-migration lobby. "What really happened is Democrats didn't come in to fund and support the migration," she told progressive supporters at a November 19 meeting. The Blueprint 2024 data showed in a November 15 report. Swing voters broke for Trump 52% versus just 38% for Harris. Nearly half of swing voters who chose Trump made their decision in the final weeks, including 27% in the final days. Emphasis added 15% in the last week, 12% on Election Day, suggesting they were genuinely up for grabs. This is substantially later than swing voters who broke for Harris, just 15% of whom decided in the last week or on Election Day. "Immigration was a key issue among this late deciding. Pro-Trump 27%, wrote Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who now works at the Center for Immigration Studies. Among total swing voters who ultimately chose Trump, immigration was a key issue, with 77% of them believing that it was extremely or very accurate to say Democrats are not tough enough on addressing the border crisis, and 73% feeling the same way about Democrats supporting immigrants more than American citizens. Moreover, 73% of Trump supporting swing voters thought it was either extremely or very accurate to state that Democrats want to take money from hardworking Americans and give it to immigrants. 72% of them believed it is fair to think Democrats don't care about securing the border. And 69% concurred with the statement that Democrats have extreme ideas about immigration. The Blueprint 2024 report noted that voters want Democrats to improve their immigration policies. Respondents were asked to choose up to two issues they want to see the Democratic Party focus on moving forward. Inflation and prices emerge as voters' clear priority for Democratic focus. 46%, particularly among swing voters, 52%, followed by immigration, 24%. Democracy, 17%, abortion, 17%, and healthcare, 16%, form a second tier of priorities, mainly among base Democrats. The Blueprint survey included 3,262 national and swing state 2024 voters fielded over web panels on November 6 and 7. However, Democrats are still reluctant to blame their pro-migration policies and lobbyists for the disaster. Instead, they blame mismanagement and other generic causes. "There's a growing feeling among Democratic lawmakers that the Biden administration completely mismanaged the huge surge of migrants across the southern border and that this also hurt their party dearly," The Hill reported. "A lot of Democrats think Biden and other party leaders mismanaged the situation at the border," a second Democrat senator said, according to The Hill. "In reality, Mayorkas and the party's investor-led lobbies pushed their own cheap labor migration policies, amid intermittent and weak resistance from Biden and his White House staff. But even the establishment media are also reluctantly admitting the role of migration's economic harms in Trump's win. Border concerns, driven as much by real challenges as manufactured ones, and wrapped up with voters' other worries about the economy, housing prices, and crime, fueled rightward shifts across the country," pollsters and strategists said a November 15 article in the New York Times. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after Congress voted to help investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. the additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognized the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.